Chicago, I know you got a lot going on, but I just want to hip you to something. You're living under a climate crisis. The city council voted to officially declare that you are experiencing a climate emergency. Last year, you saw 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of your beach. So, unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept it like Taya Leone at the end of Deep Impact, the time is now to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Green E-certified renewable energy certificates and still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. That's right. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. You can do it from self-isolation right now at myheropower.com. And tell them Chad the Bird sent you, because that's me. And if you think all this shit's just a little too weird, why don't you do a shout of Malort? If you're feeling absurd, getting advice from a bird, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, Hero Power, proud sponsors of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Woo! Yeah! Get it! What's going on, everybody? I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're staying strong, and I hope you're not having to fight too hard with your relatives right now. But if you are, don't forget to, you know, speak clearly and slowly. And if you're out marching, don't forget to hydrate and sunscreen and umbrellas. I love this part. Yeah, listening to a little The Cell Phones. That's You Make Me Say No from their 2016 album, No. And why do you ask that I'm listening to The Cell Phones? Well, not why do you ask. Why you ask am I listening to The Cell Phones? Well, I'll tell you. Calm down. Because I reached out to my good friend Lindsay Charles, lead singer of The Cell Phones. That's her right there. Yeah, that's her just kicking ass with the band. You know, I reached out to her in this trying time just to say hi and check in, see how she's doing. She's had a baby, and, you know, we have lockdown going on. We have protests going on. We've got 2020 going on, and I just want to make sure she was okay. And we started talking about music. You know how it do when you're hanging with the band. Sorry, I just have to feel cool about myself for a minute. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. She was drinking canned sangria. Anyway, we talked a lot about music, and we talked for like a good hour and a half, and I totally whittled it down to like 30 minutes. So just know that we just went on for hours talking about all kinds of fun things, movies, music. Did I mention music? Anyway, this is a conversation already in progress.
Promise that you like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. I can't promise if you ever...
This is what we'll tell our grandkids in the future about what it was like in 2020. It was a lot of drinking, a lot of crying, some really random shit went down, some bad shit happened, and the most part it was most of us going, are you frozen? Can you hear me?
Not moving. Oh no! Can you hear me? Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I'm gonna come back. We'll do it again. I'm gonna reset.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna send you the invite. Wait, am I still frozen or are you frozen?
You're still frozen. Am I frozen?
No, I can see you fine.
I know you're frozen.
This is a time capsule of a moment in time. Have you been, your band is still moving and shaking. How are you guys doing? How are you doing rehearsals are you doing any rehearsals at all?
We're not.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Alas, it sucks. Like, I think Justin came over, like, I would say, like, Olive was, I mean, she was born the 31st of January. So I've been in my home literally since then.
Yeah.
So, like, when all of this went down, I was like, oh, great, everyone's stuck at home? I've just been stuck at home. He was awful. And now everyone's doing it. This is awful. But Justin came over like one time, held the baby, kissed her. It was the cutest thing ever. I was like, oh, Justin's my favorite uncle. Like, he's so cute. And then we just haven't seen him. He's like walked by our place and they've dropped off like stuff for the baby. We've like done some video chats, but like it's, you know, he has a kid too. He has a kid who's like 20 months old. And so that kid's like walking around and moving. So I'm sure they're dealing with a lot more than we are. Whereas all of it just literally wiggles around in one place. So yeah, it sucks. But I've been trying to keep in communication with them about stuff. I like sent a message to all my friends on Facebook and was just like, hey, do you guys want to do remixes or videos?
Yeah, I heard about that. I may have been told that.
Yeah.
I may have sent an email about that.
Yeah. I just got the stems for things. So now I'm going to send things out and be like, hey, what do you want to do? And I'm working on a video with a couple people already. So yeah.
Nice.
So hopefully now I'm just focusing on content. The album's done. It's been done for a while. So now it's just all about.
Can you tell us anything about it for a Chad exclusive?
Hell yeah. So it's like 14, 15 ish songs. Seven of them are done. Like we did them actually in a studio, very much produced, lots of layers. And then seven, Ryan just looked at me one day and was like, hey, do you want to just do a bunch of 1 minute songs?
Oh, like, I love 1 minute songs. Like they might be giants, like fingertips and shit like that.
Yes. So he was like, he has this, it was like a compilation album. I forget what it was called. Ryan knows, but he had a compilation album that was like 30 second songs and they were all like ska bands. So he did three and I did three or four or something. And then we kind of, you know, we all got together, we figured it out, but then we just recorded them all in our apartment.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they sound very like rough, very demo ish, but it's like fun. Cause it's kind of, you know, it's an album that now I'm more excited to listen to it because it's going to be like good full length songs that we really are into. And then seven, like really short songs that are kind of crazy. Like we have a music video for one of them called Ode. It's called, I did, all the short ones are untitled and they're untitled in the number. Like,
oh, I love that.
But I also put the title. So it's like, Untitled 3 has parentheses and it says Ode to Eddie Brock. So it's all about after, we saw the movie Venom.
Oh yeah.
And after I saw it, I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen. It was so bad.
Tom Hardy was good in it.
Dude, I mean, Tom Hardy was good in it because he is a good actor and he believed the role. And I felt so bad for him. I felt bad for him.
Isn't there a line from that movie where Venom, this when he's all sticky, when he's like goo, when he's in the goo Venom mode? No, yeah. Eddie. Doesn't he say a turd in the wind? Isn't that a line from that movie?
I feel like that's something that they said that makes perfect sense.
This is what it was like to see that movie. Cause exactly. I was like, wait a minute. I don't remember anything that happened. I remember it was dumb. I remember having fun. And I remember at one point he said turd in the wind. And I was like, what? That's not even the saying. That doesn't make any sense. It's a fart in the wind. A turd in the wind, like as a turd flying through the air, and his whole thing is like, you're useless. You're not going to be around. They're not going to remember you like a turd in the wind. I'm like, everyone's going to remember a turd in the wind. If you saw a turd fly by your window, you'd be like, holy shit, that was a poop.
That's insane. Yeah, no, that's the movie in a nutshell right there. The Eminem Venom song is the worst thing I've ever heard.
So bad.
And he does this thing where he goes, venom, venom.
Yeah. I know exactly. Oh my God. You guys, you can do better than this. You're way darker than that. You can get even crazier.
It was insane. Like crazy. This was like, they were such good actors. Michelle Williams, Riz Ahmed. Like, they were
that's right. Michelle Williams was in that movie. I forgot.
Yeah, with the worst
wig. It looks like she did, too.
Imaginable. The worst wig. No, it's, like, insane. But, like, the whole song is about me about when it's like Tom Hardy's just constantly being emasculated by this alien. Because the alien at some point calls him a pussy. And I'm like, how does the alien know? The first song is an alarm clock song. I wanted to create a song literally for you to put on your phone to wake yourself up to.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, and so it's like funny. It starts with like all three of us just going, eh, eh, eh. Like, and then it's like we're just screaming, wake up. Like, and it's, yes. It's kind of saying like, hey, get out of bed. Don't
you
hate
me? Go of you.
I just really wanted to, yeah, I don't know, I just needed, I used to make my own ringtones, but it would just be me saying, like, text message, like, I didn't like
that. That's not a bad idea. I can't believe I didn't think of that.
And Brian hated it. He's like, Lindsay, I fucking hate this.
What's the perfect song for going to bed?
I'm going to say William Basinski's Cascade, which is a 40-minute song. That is extremely ambient, but it is like, while I was pregnant with Olive, we were listening to that pretty much exclusively. Ryan and I took a hypnobirthing class.
Fuck, what is that?
Yeah, where you basically hypnotize yourself to not feel pain. Like,
work?
It kind of worked. It's basically just all about like distracting yourself so that all of the things that are happening to your body, you just let them happen. So literally we played Cascade on repeat for, I don't know, the 12 hours I was in labor. And by the time she was out, Cascade was still playing.
Oh,
and
wow.
I got through, like that song got me through. And so like, even before, like when we were preparing for like, go like even before labor started, I was listening to it. Ryan was like doing meditation stuff like to that song, and it just like it completely like relaxed me. So yeah, I recommend everyone listening, go listen to Cascade, put it on like before you go to bed or like right before you go to bed. You're just gonna have the most pleasant sleep.
Damn. What would you say is the perfect song to fight with your ex too?
So this one, I like, I haven't had an ex in over a decade. Don't even remember how one fights with one's ex, but I think you could do it to death metal. I chose Suffocation's Bind, Torture, Kill. It's my favorite metal song.
Whoa, I've never even heard that. I'm fucking finding that tonight.
Yeah,
not because I'm fighting with my ex or anything. I don't know if I even have an ex anymore. I forgot what month it was. But but yeah, that's badass. I'm a big like Finnish metal and like Swedish metal, like Dimmu Borgir and I had a friend who just sent me one that was awesome. Ghost Bath.
Ghost Bath?
Yeah. Have you ever heard Ghost Bath?
No.
Oh, shit, is it nuts? I mean, it's essentially just like sludgy stoner doom, sad, like drony, and then it's just it starts off, you're like, it's hilarious because all it is then it goes into the speed part and the lead singer is just and you may think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. They're just screaming in the background. So you at first you're like, this is dumb. But then the more you listen to it, you're like, oh, no, this is art. And then you're like, this is emotional. And then it's over. And you're like, it really was like taking a bath in ghosts.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Done. A plus.
That's amazing. No, that's crazy. Because, like, Suffocation was a band that, like, when I joined Justin and Ryan as the Cell Phones, like, they'd been playing together since they were in middle school. So, like when I came in, they were like, this is what you need to listen to. And Suffocation was at the top of the list.
Oh, nice.
Along with like Slayer. But Ryan loves metal to a crazy amount. And he loves a band called Bethlehem, which
I believe, Bethlehem, yeah.
They are German. And the guy also does the same kind of stuff where he'll just go like, ah! And then he'll go, ugh.
what is your WWE entrance song? I mean,
okay,
they say WWF, but it's not anymore. But that's been
I have two because I couldn't choose. It was too Sophie's Choicey for me.
Awesome.
There's
one for the championship.
One of the girls from the Korean band 2NE1. Her name is DL. She's amazing. Awesome. She did a song called "Hello, Bitches." Badass.
Badass.
And I feel like I was thinking like something, you know, like I was thinking wrestling, so it had to be something like real, just like in your face.
Nice.
So I chose "Hello, Bitches." but then there's also this artist in Britain. She's a female, like kind of techno, I don't even know what her music is, it's wild, but her name is GFOTY, which stands for Girlfriend of the Year.
Nice.
And she has a song called Poison that sounds fucking killer. It's like what I, it's like the music I listen to when I'm playing Splatoon, and I'm just like, yeah. And I'm just laying waste to 14-year-old children.
Nice.
Like, fuck yeah.
I would go Going Out West by Tom Waits, because I always feel like that's a song you can get in a cage match fight too and not feel too bad about the fight, because you're like, oh, I'm sorry, Going Out West was on. I felt like I needed to like, take off my shirt and go on Fight Club on you. It was on the Fight Club soundtrack too, I remember.
Yes, awesome.
And the other one is Not Living Dead Girl, The Ballad of Resurrection Joe and Rose of Horror by Rob Zombie.
Nice.
It's the one, the Rob Zombie one where he goes, yeah, yeah. You know the one where he goes, yeah. You know that one? Yeah.
Sure, that one. That.
It's that one.
The one where he does
He's like a chainsaw, if a chainsaw could sing. Oh, you know, I'm going to addend that and put this also on. I would go Chainsaw Buffet by Lordi. Speaking of crazy death metal shit. Have you ever heard of Lordi?
No.
Not Lordi like Lordi. Lordi with an I, the Finnish death metal band that won Eurovision in like 2006 or something.
Damn.
All right, I'm going to send you this. So here's Lordi, right? They look like Gwar, and they have like their stage show's insane. The guitarist is a mummy. He flames out of his guitar.
Oh my God.
And the lead singer, Mr. Lordi, is a giant demon with giant bat wings that unfurl at various parts throughout the show. Lots of fire, everything. But the thing about that, it's not just a pageantry. All of their music sounds like 80s training montage music. So speaking of drama, what is your dramatic moment anthem? Like it's like World War II movie, and you know you're going, and your captain's got your head in your hands, it's like, don't leave, and you're like, they got me, man, and then you die and your captain's like, oh no, and then they pull the camera pulls back, and then it's the horrors of war.
Dude, I'm just picking the song that literally whenever it plays, no matter where I am, I feel like I'm having the dramatic moment. And it's Scott Walker's Montague Terrace in Blue.
I don't know that one, but it sounds
dramatic. Oh my God, it's so good. It's the best Scott Walker song ever.
Oh wow.
Okay. But it literally like starts with these like strings and the like all of a sudden like he's singing very gently about an apartment building of people living in an apartment building.
Oh,
and
wow.
then these like drums come in and the chorus happens and he's like, but we know, don't we? Like, it's just so good. It's so good. It's the most dramatic song ever.
I would pick Oh no, this is bad. I have Why Should I Cry for You by Sting. And it's so cheesy, like late 90s saxophone-y kind of beginning. And then it gets real synthy, and then he comes in with his mandolin because he has to. And it's just him saying like a little poem, but it's Sting doing it. So like all this epic shit's happening around him, and then he just kind of comes in the middle like, "All colors betrayed," and you're like, "Yeah, yeah, sing that ancient medieval madrigal that you found. Fucking weirdo.
Dude, my dad loves Sting so much.
If it's on my Spotify remix, I'm like, I'm not going to shut you off.
Yeah. Ooh, the other dramatic moment song that I thought was the newest Angel Olsen album.
Oh.
A song called All Mirrors. And it is like the again, just like, it's strings. It's lots of strings. I must really love strings for drama. But it's really good. Like her voice is just so like full in it, and the choruses just get so like desperate sounding. Ooh, so good.
What is your national anthem?
Okay, so this is not on Spotify and I'm really kind of upset, but it's probably because permissions or something. But Peaches on the album, I believe Fatherfucker, Peaches has a song called I Don't Give A. And it's basically her just singing over Bad Reputation by Joan Jett.
But oh, she's, wow.
But she's just screaming, I don't give a fuck! And then she's just going, I don't give a fuck! I don't give a fuck! And then it's just like the best thing ever. But like there are moments where I will put that on extremely loud and I will listen to it and I'll be like, okay, cool. I forgot who I was for a second and now I remember. But also, D-Light's Groove is in the Heart.
That's definitely on Spotify.
Yeah, that's a song that, I don't know, I feel like no matter what.
American National Anthem and not the current crappy one that we sing. It should be Groove is in the Heart. And we should just play it. You're like, yeah, I do love my country.
Yeah.
Not right now. Not usually. But I do love that our anthem is Groove is in the Heart.
Yeah.
I would go, if I had a national anthem for the country of me, I would do Bad Days by the Flaming Lips. Be my number one.
That's cool.
It's like you hate your boss at your job, but in your dreams you can blow his head up and your dreams show no mercy. And all your bad days will end. And then he hits and it's just like, you have to sleep late when you can. Because it's Wayne Coyne, and Wayne Coyne sounds like me when I'm high.
Also, that I only remember that song because I loved Batman Forever.
That's where I heard it. Yes, because it was on that soundtrack. That soundtrack introduced me to the Flaming Lips.
Yeah, that exact scene is when like Edward Nigma comes home from his shitty job.
That movie. We don't have time. We don't.
Right. I know. I love Jim Carrey so much. I love anything he's ever done, including the number 23.
Oh man, the one where he's got the cover is him with all the tattoos on his face, and that was his great movie that he made. Because Robin Williams tried to go like make a bunch of serial killer movies at one point.
Oh my God.
And you're so, like, dude, Robin.
Robin.
Stop it.
You sweet man. Quit scaring us.
Quit scaring us. Do dumb voices.
Flubber too.
Do flubber too. Son of flubber. What is your... All right, so at the end of the thing, this is the victory song. This is the victory lap song. This is the final song on the album. This is the, you know, the long, the Beatles, Abbey Road, last five song, rondo. You don't have to do five songs. I'm just saying all of those songs are one big song at the end.
Yeah. Okay, so what I have, this is,
no
so victory song, I had to literally, like, I went through, I have, like, on Spotify, I have a playlist of, like, 1,000 songs, and it's just called Everything's Coming Up Lindsay. So if I ever,
I would legit watch on Nickelodeon. Anyway, go
right?
on.
That's, like, whatever, like, if I'm just in a situation where I'm like, I don't know what to listen to, oh, wait, I have a playlist of all of my favorite songs. So I went through them, like, today. Like almost all of them, and just like click next. So I was like, what makes me feel victorious? And I was like, I can't think of anything. But then a couple songs from Marnie Stern, who is an amazing guitar player woman who I believe is on the Seth Meyers show. Like she plays guitar like at late night
television. That's awesome.
But the song, I picked the song Shea Stadium and or the song Transformer from her second album,
cool.
Which I think is called like She Is It and You Are It and He Is It.
And They Are It, and there's a couple hits in there too.
Yeah, it's like a rhyme. It's like a Fiona Apple level title of an album. But those two are really cool. She has this very like high, shrill, like triumphant voice, and the guitars are just moving in a mile a minute. And I just, anytime I listen to that album, I feel like I have conquered something. It was good. It's like celebration music.
I would say for my celebratory song is always going to be Fearless by Pink Floyd. And I know that that's like kind of dramatic, but every time that comes on, it feels like I just graduated with my master's degree. Like, yes. I just went through the program and I was just like, yeah. Cause then it ends with "You'll Never Walk Alone," like a soccer chant. And I feel like they're cheering for me. And all I did was go to the store and I wore my mask and I followed directions and I did really well. I didn't touch anything. I came home, I washed my hands, and then I put on my inside clothes. And I said, I was like, that was a good day.
We did it.
We did it. Oh, that's the one. I would do Not Get Lucky, the Not Doing It Right, the Fragments of Time from the Daft Punk album. That's the one that's got like a Steely Dan kind of groove. You have, all right, because everybody knows Lose Yourself to Dance, which is a solid jam. Get Lucky.
Which one is that one?
Fragments of Time.
Is that when he's saying like beyond something?
No. That's the one where he's like dreams.
Yeah.
Beyond Dreams.
Yes.
That's a great song. That whole album is fantastic. And I swear that was my favorite album of the year.
Dude, Paul James is my hero. So yeah. The song Touch is the greatest song.
Touch is insane. That's an insane experience listening to that song. It's life changing. You're like, that's like a disco ballad drag number, like dream I had where I fell asleep on my keyboard. It's insane.
It's like they took everything that they loved about Paul Williams and they put it in one song. And then they were like, the only thing missing is Paul Williams.
Paul Williams? What's he doing? Oh, he happens to be in the studio.
Yeah. Because he's right here. And
I see you are a bunch of robots.
Dude, that's a stacked album. So that's like, to me, that's like the low, that's like lower on the list. Because there are just so many damn good songs on
the whole album, right?
Yeah. It's insane. I can't believe that was made like a long time ago. Like that
it
was me.
Kind of blows my mind to look back at it and go, wait, how long ago? That was 10 years ago. That was more than 10 years ago they made that song.
What's it say? 2013?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 7 years ago. Feels like 10 years ago, but then again, Monday felt
2020
like
equals 5 years already. So.
Yeah. But speaking of time, I believe it might be time for a little something. What's it called? I have it. 2 minutes and 10 questions. Are you ready? No, you're not. Nobody's ready. Here we go. Number one, is it okay to make jokes about Jumpin' Jack Flash?
Yes. You can make jokes about anything.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are we talking about the movie?
Yes, it is. In fact, it's a guess. Number two, how many rockin' drummers does it take to change a light bulb?
How many rockin' drummers? I don't know.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Number three, what band goes great in milk?
I have no idea. Oh my God, this is horrible.
Oreo Speedwagon. Number four, what is a Jehovah's Witness's favorite band?
I don't know.
The Doors. How do you catch a drummer?
Wait, what was the question?
How do you catch a drummer?
I don't know.
Lay down a snare. Number six, why did the guitarist play in the fridge?
I don't know.
He wanted cooler riffs. Number seven, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side.
He was pinned to the punk rocker's ear. Number eight, why shouldn't you use Danger Zone as a Gmail password? Because you'll get kicked off for too many logins. Number nine, which classic rock band is good at making honey?
I don't know.
Pollen Oats. And number 10. I said that. I opened my mouth and said that. Number 10. Which old-time classic vintage rock and roll hound dog was the saddest in history?
Droopy?
Elvis DePresley. Droopy? Yes. Outstanding.
What the fuck?
What the actual fuck? I just said pollen oats. I said
you that. Said pollen oats.
Also, pollen oats.
A speedwagon as well. And oh my god.
I just want to say, if you and I ever start like a weird little cover band, we're called Pollen Oats. And we're just gonna dress up in bee costumes for the front, and we're gonna do a cover of No Rain by Blind Melon and see who understands that reference.
I'll sprinkle things all over the front row.
Speaking of,
you ready to get pollinated? Like that's how we do it.
You guys, let's be cool, all right? That's the last bee joke I'm gonna make. JK.
JK, no, we're gonna make a lot more.
You came here for bee jokes. Well, thank you for jumping on the Chadcast and taking time out of this crazy time.
Thank you so much, Chad. I really hope that we can be in a room together.
Yeah.
And you being hilarious and me just watching you be hilarious.
Drinking sangria out of a can, which for those of you at home can't see, that is the current drink of choice. It is a sangria, canned sangria. It's good. It's good. You were saying that. It is good. You said it was nice.
It is very nice. This is very good. Oh my god. I'm still recovering from those questions.
You're still recovering from pollen oats?
Yeah, from all of a snare. Lay down a snare.
I snorted. That's how funny that was. So cell phones album's probably going to be around September, you think?
I would say September. I'm hoping September. Fingers crossed. We're still... lots of moving parts, lots of us having to get our asses in gear, so hopefully that works out okay.
I can't wait for it to drop, make it happen soon, because we're listening to the same shit outside of, like, it's like, we have, like, a steady diet in the morning of, like, podcasts and the worst news you can imagine, and checking on my friends who are protesting, and then it's either Avatar or Spotify, so okay. I could use a distraction from all of those things.
Ditto. Yeah, that's why we want to release it sooner than later, because I'm just like, man, I just want people to listen to new things now.
Right. Well, thank you for taking a minute and just distracting ourselves, because I feel like we need that right now for just a hot minute. Right?
I super appreciate it. Except now I'm sure Ryan's like, oh, hey, you had your fun? Here's the baby.
It's time to do the mom thing, because it's time. Well, go be an amazing mom, and I will see you soon. You and I will high five in the highest of fives, and hopefully the world will be a little better when we do.
I sure hope so. I will hopefully see you soon.
You will. Go be safe. Goodbye. How do I turn this off?
Special thanks to the Barrera Cudas for their kick-ass song Promises that takes us in and out of every episode. Thank you to Ryan, Justin, and of course Lindsay Charles of The Cell Phones. Please find them on Spotify, and if you're listening to this on iTunes, just scroll down and click on that little link. While you're down there, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you to our sponsors, Hero Power and Malort, for being a beacon of hope in this darkest of timelines. Don't forget, rebellions were built on hope, so keep following the hope. Please be safe. Please be careful. Please stay strong. And I love you very much. I'll talk to you soon. You know where I'm at. Call me. I don't know. Email me. Don't call me. I don't usually answer the phone anymore. I prefer a text message. I never used to be that way. I don't know. Maybe I'm just growing up a little bit.